Ohio youth football coach killed in front of players. By Paul Bois on October 21, 2022. A youth football coach was shot and killed in front of his players shortly after practice outside College Hill Recreation Facility in Cincinnati, Ohio. ABC News broke the story and has provided few details on the shooting and what caused it. He died on the scene, and another man had his leg wounded. Jermaine Knox, 37, died at the scene outside the College Hill Recreation Facility on Tuesday night, police said, reported ABC News. Practice had just broken up. No children were injured. Police are searching for a suspect and reportedly have little information. Dept King Maine, Knox coached the Trojan Black team. A memorial vigil was hosted on Wednesday, where community members honored him as a man dedicated to the kids. "He's going to be truly missed," one person told WLWT. "Good man. I can't say anything bad about him because he didn't have a bad bone, and he had a good heart. If you knew Maine, you knew he loved every last one of these kids," another person told the outlet. "There isn't anything he wouldn't do for anyone. The one thing about Jermaine, he loved this team with his heart and soul. I only got one wish for the Trojan Black organization, to keep it going the same way he would," another said. Knox's death comes within weeks of the murder of a Georgia high school football star outside of Dave & Buster's. The incident reportedly occurred in the parking lot at the Sugarloaf Hills Mall when two teenagers shot and killed 18-year-old Elijah DeWitt during an alleged fight. The two suspects in the shooting, 18-year-old Brian Kemmer and 19-year-old Chandler Richardson, were arrested in South Carolina and charged with felony murder. Police have yet to find a motive for the murder but said it appears that the suspects and the victim were familiar with each other, and when they encountered each other in the parking lot, an altercation took place and then the shooting.